We bless you, we praise you, we give you glory, God. We thank you for this assembly, oh God, together in your name that comes with a covenant promise that you will be in the midst. So, Father, we honor your presence. We praise you for your presence. God, we thank you for your presence. And God, we just ask right now, in your presence, God, make us whole. Heal us in every arena of our life. Father, we thank you right now for a move of your spirit. Heal and touch everything that touches us. God, let your word come today. Let it come like it's never come before. God, let us hear like we never heard before. God, we know we have asked you that before. But God, today, let it be like no other time of sitting in your presence, God. Let us sit at your feet, God, and receive from you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody shout, amen. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hug your neighbor. Hug your neighbor. Glory be to God. Say, that's just give him a hug. Just give him a hug. You ain't got to say nothing to him. Just hug him. Just give him a hug. We welcome all those watching by live stream. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. If you go to the notes page, you'll see the notes and you can follow right along with us inside of our notes. Amen. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, just to be on one accord, give the Lord a hand praise. Come on, just celebrate right time, one time. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. All right. As we're coming to the transition from the rebuild into our next word, which is be about it. Look, you never say be about it. Amen. Glory be to God. We have a word for you today. Amen. So this is the break off transition word into be about it. Amen. I'm doing my best to keep myself calm and so I can teach this, so I can preach this, so you can get this. Amen. We're going to be here for a minute in this series of the word, amen, and this word that God has given me to get us back to being about the mandate. Somebody say the mandate.
The mandate.
Let me just talk about that for a minute. Please make it a little comfortable. I know outside is one temperature, inside is another. But to be about the mandate. Everybody say, be about the mandate.
Be about the mandate.
And God, as we're going to see in our key verses, has given us a mandate, and then New Testament gives us a tie into that mandate, amen, to be his witnesses. Ask your neighbor, say, how's that going? How's that going? How's your witnessing going? Oh, it's going to get tight. He's going to be tight for a minute. Amen. But it's going to be a blessed tight, amen. So, but it's about getting us back to being about the mandate. The church has got off course. Okay. I'm bold enough to say it, but I don't care about letters, emails, or you can be mad at me. I really don't care. Church got off course.
Amen.
We're not in a good place right now. We've been chasing what he told us not to chase. Oh, I got a word on. No, he told us, he said, don't see. He said, don't be like them. Don't see cars, clothes, and cribs. And what do? Cars, clothes, and cribs. Well, Pastor, you got to preach cars, clothes, and cribs because they won't come to church if they don't. If you don't preach cars, clothes, and cribs, it don't matter. Even if they inside the building, they are not the church if they're only after cars, clothes, and cribs. Your guy got to be more than a fictitious Santa Claus. Let the church say amen. All right, I'm going to try to be nice. All right, let's go. Today's message is, be about it. David's question. I'm going into some familiar territory, but with whole fresh eyes and whole fresh revelation on what we're going to be talking about here today. Everybody say David's question. Inside of David's dilemma, just to set it up, inside of David had a dilemma. He was, we're going to deal with it. Inside of that dilemma, he was inside of a 3 month depression, and he asked a question. Everybody say he asked a question. Yes. But he asked the right question. Yes. He asked a how question. Watch this, and not a why question. See, a lot of us ask why God instead of how God. Oh, come on, talk to me here. Glory be to God. See, why will get you stuck, but how will show you how to move forward. Yeah, okay. I thought I waited long enough for you to get on board. All right. So, David's question, we're going to deal with that today. David's question. Got three kingdom points. The first one is to reach back into our rebuild, finishing touches, and it's don't open that door. Look at your neighbor and say, don't open that door. Look at the other one on the other side and say, don't open that door. Now, y'all can get jiggy with, don't open that door. All right. Don't open that door. We'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. Second kingdom point is David's question. And the third kingdom point is David's answer. The answer to his question. Got a couple of key verses that I need to do to set up where we're going today. So when we pull it up, the first one is not on your page. I want them to bring it up for me. Romans 12, 5 through 7. Romans 12, 5 through 7. If you could bring that up for me on the page and give me something. Okay. Y'all working with it. Keep working with it. You're getting better. Romans 12, 5. There you go. You there now. All right. So we being many, talking about us. Everybody say, so we being many. Look at the many next to you. It's talking about us. We being many. Watch that. You don't have to read the rest of it. It's that. Or one body. See, we are all one body. And we can't even from this vantage point see the entire body of Christ because parts of our body is worshiping somewhere else. But they in the same body. He ain't got 10 different bodies. One body. Okay. Okay. Romans 12. Oh, it's back now. Okay. I lost my trust. What's this? One body. Every one members one of another. Look at the one next to you and say, you're part of me if you're in the body of Christ. Okay. Amen. One body, everybody say many members. This is good foundational truth that you got to really understand because if you don't get this, you'll try to be the whole body by yourself. You try to be apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist. Missionary, deacon, deaconess, minister of helps, armor bearer. You be trying to do everything by yourself. So you are that crazy driver on the freeway, shifting lanes, going across, because you don't know how to stay in your lane. It's going to be real tight here today. Going somewhere. Everyone members one of another. Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Everybody say, having then gifts that differ. According to the grace given to us. Break it down. Your gift, he that descended also ascended on high, Christ, and he gave gifts unto men. Your gift that he gave you differs from the gift that he gave me. Because he gave it to me according to the grace that he gave me. So my gift and grace match. Oh, you got to get this. See, this is why you get in trouble when you try to operate in a gift that you don't have grace for. That's right. Go ahead and try to step into pastoring and you ain't got the grace. The sheep will do more than make you hit the rock twice. You be throwing rocks, cussing folks out, just doing a drive-by of your own church. Just. Because you ain't got the grace for it. Throw one hand, I'm saying, my grace. And throw the other one hand and say, matches my gift. A supporting cast member for my gift. But my gift differs. Whew. Are we there? Y'all hungry? Come on, get hungry for this. Lean into this. Because we're gonna get some understanding here today, because we misinterpreted, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. What that verse really talks about is that you can do all things according to your assignment. But you can't do everything. Amen? Okay, let me help you.
Let me see. Let me see.
Yeah, let me help you right here. Here's the fellow. We got Saul and David. King Saul. Everybody say King Saul.
King Saul.
People's choice. Well, it's not God's choice. That's something the people wanted. Amen. Woo. I feel like shouting on that right now. See, you got some stuff in your life that you wanted. That God allowed in your life. But you wanted it. Okay. All right. That's a whole nother message. I'll pass it. Okay. Anyway. All right. I meant to change this. Go get it. Yeah. Please. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. So watch this. So Saul, King Saul, just quick story. He worked with Samuel. And Samuel never, watch this, Samuel never goes to battle. He's a prophet. He don't go to battle. Look, you never say, Samuel,
don't go to battle.
But Saul, remember Saul killed his 1,000, David his 10,000. Saul went to battle. Everybody say
Saul.
Or the king goes to battle. But guess what? The king better not go to battle without a word from the prophet. Oh, you better hear me. Glory be to God. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? So he needs Samuel insight to go do what he's been called and gifted to do.
Right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. I'm good right here. All right. And so are you following?
Yes.
So Saul is so used to this happening that he feels, well, if I have to consult him, and he can see into what I do, why can't me, being king, see into what he does? I'm going there today. Okay, let me help you. Because, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I need to give this to you right here for the story's sake. The blessing that's on my life, and I want you to get comfortable was saying the blessing that's on your life. Okay, I'm gonna step all over pride demon here today. Everybody say, the blessing that's on my life. Now, here's what the enemy robbed from you. He took from you being able to declare what God has blessed you to do. And he told you, that's pride saying what he has blessed you to do. No, God bless you to do this. Am I talking to a room full of folks that can't do nothing? Okay, how many of y'all did you know that you can do something? Say, I'm good at this. I might can't sing a lick, but I can tell you from the start of your car what's wrong with it.
Oh, come on.
Everybody say, I can see into that. I just thought I'd bring in something natural so you can catch it right quick. I hear your lifter right there. Don't take this across country. See, this is hard because we got so good at wanting to be a jack of all trades. Instead of being excellent in what he called you to do. But if you understand Romans 12, I don't have to do everything because I got access to everything. I just need to do what he called me to do. Amen. And you do what he called you to do. Amen. Okay. Inside of that, let me put this in there now before I forget it. Inside of that, we're going to, because of grace, grace allows us, pay close attention, to tap into the exception. Everybody say, the exception.
The exception.
David was not a priest. He was a king. He was actually a king priest, but he was a priest. I mean, king. And he ate from the showbread
right.
as exception.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay.
He didn't do that every day.
Right.
And when he did do it by exception, he did it under obedience to what the priest told him to do. He, in other words, he just, because he was king, just didn't just roll up in there and take the bread. And when you get to living your life by the exception, you will, watch this now. I'm going to show you how it comes home to you. You will live your life trying to live off of miracles instead of living off the blessing. And you really can't shout right now because you don't understand the difference between the two. But there's a big difference between the miracle and living off the blessing. Throw your hands up and say, I'm blessed. And I'm going to find out what that's all about. So real quick, back to Saul, and then we finish up here in Romans 12. And so what happened was, so King Saul said, well, you know, they're supposed to meet. They had this battle, one, and they're supposed to meet. And he was going to go into, Samuel was going to come there. He said, wait for me till I get there. And when I get there, then I'll go in and make the sacrifice offering and all that, da 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 da. And King Saul said, you're taking too long. Watch this. I can do that.
Oh,
I've seen him do it a million times. I can do that.
Right.
You might physically can do that, but you don't have the grace to do that. And the blessing on your life is not for doing that. And it cost him what he did have. Because he, watch this, stepped out of his lane. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
everything you need
is in your lane. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether there be prophecy, let us prophesy, watch this, according to the proportion of our faith.
Yes.
So you here with your faith, amen.
Amen.
And somebody else, you know, been walking, and they and God has taken them and developed their faith, and they're prophesying to nations, and you just got saved last week, baby. Come on, you just got saved. We're still changing your spiritual diapers.
Ooh, I'm
done. Nobody gonna shout with me today. I should have bought. No, we still change. You gotta understand something when you knew it anything. See, that's why we have a hard time at our job, because you want to impress people instead of learn. Teach me, tell me, we do it this way? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, why are they trying to teach you? I know how to do that. Okay. All right. But if these envelopes go out backwards, it's on you. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I surrender myself to learning. Everything in our gifts is different. Go back. Okay. Or our ministry. Okay. Good. Yeah. Now. Or our ministry. That can do the whole thing, right? Okay. Wait on our ministry. And my apologies. I gave them this verse late, so that's why they hadn't predid these scriptures. That's on me. I'm covering my sound booth. Give the Lord a hand praise for them. They doing. That it. Now, you want to know why I could do that? Because I sat there.
Amen.
And see, some of y'all, oh, I'm going to teach you today. Some of y'all ministers have never sat there, so you holler at the booth. But when you sit there, you learn, oh, no. This is technical. There ain't no hollering. I'm going to get on you today. That's that signal. Turn it up. They ain't going to like me today. No. And you don't understand that they're operated in processes and procedures that not to turn it up so high as to blow out the speakers just because you've been blasting your music so loud in your core, your ears. You can't hear. And even if it did need to come up, it ain't to make a scene about it. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm going to spend some time sitting where God has you sitting so I can respect the authority in your seat. Amen. All right. We got to move on. It's good right here. So, he said, "A ministry, let us wait on our ministry." Everybody said, "Wait on our ministry." Now, that's not the word that people don't like to wait. They don't want to wait till they get developed, till they learn how to talk with grace. Just because you got a little truth, baby, that don't mean go in there and kill everybody. I mean, and when they get through talking to you, they feel like backsliding. They be like, you know what, I'm about done. I don't want to do this no more. Oh, my God, everything is bad. Okay. Everybody say, wait on it. Wait a minute, stay there for a minute, because we're going to see that and where we're going. Everybody say, wait on it. Everybody say, let him develop me. Let him change the seasoning in my words so my mouth is seasoned with salt. And what I speak preserves instead of tears up. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let me move on, cuz. Or he that teaches on teaching. Next. Is that it? We can stop right there. Amen. So you get the concept? Everybody say, my gift difference. So here's the deal. I want you to write this down. This is my spiritual homework over the next, between now and however long it takes it, but I must get an answer to this question. I am blessed to blank. And your answer and your homework is to have a conversation with God and fill in that blank. What did he bless you to do? And it ain't everything. That ain't the answer. Okay. Let's get into today's lesson. Was that all right? Give the Lord a hand praise for that. Amen. All right. Bless you. Amen. All right. Key verse. Long setup. All right, Luke 2:49. Luke 2:49, and I'm going to redeem some time, but he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I be about my Father's business? From here on out, everybody say it's about his business. Somebody say it's about the kingdom business. Here's the deal. If we be about the kingdom business, all that other stuff we was chasing will be added to us. He never called us to chase it. He said, I add it to you. Now throw your hands up and say, I'm going to have to trust him for real now. I'm going to have to trust him for real. I'm going to have to trust him for real. Here's Jesus speaking here. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Here's the blessing that's upon my life. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He is to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And if you look at his life, if you look at his ministry, all those fulfilled. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't check out on me. Look at your neighbor and say, what you doing? What you doing? Can we look at your life? And then what you have done, does it match the blessing that's on your life? Or is your blessing still buried? And you ain't never tapped into it yet. Okay. Genesis 1:8, mandate. I want you to write next to that, the mandate. Everybody say the mandate. Here it is, Genesis 1:8. From the beginning, the mandate. Never changed. It's still in effect. And God blessed them. Everybody said, there's a blessing. We're going to find out what the blessing was sent to do. And he said unto them, be fruitful. Everybody say, blessed to be fruitful. And multiply. Everybody say, blessed to multiply. And replenish. Put some stuff back. There's some stuff there, but some stuff is missing. Everybody say, I've been blessed. To replenish the earth. Watch this. To bring the kingdom back into the earth. Did not he say, thy will be done on earth. Our Father which art in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everybody say, my job. It's to bring the kingdom back to situations. Watch Jesus. I meant to bring this in your notes, but you can look it up when you get home. He said, Jesus was talking to the men, and he had delivered somebody. He said, if I have delivered him by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. I came to bring the kingdom. In the kingdom is your deliverance. In the kingdom is everything you need. I came to put things back the way God wanted them to be in the first place. We're going to talk about jobs here in a minute. In a minute, it's in there. But your job, could it be you're not there just to get the paycheck? Could it be that you're there to bring the kingdom? I'm just trying to get paid, girl. Okay. God bless them. Listen. And he said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. When you really get into that study of that, you understand that he said, and take dominion over the systems that are in the world. Because when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Can I help you? Here is the trick the enemy played on us. Salvation is all about going to heaven. Well, baby, if I'm going to heaven, I can care less what they're doing in Kansas. Oh, y'all ain't catch that. No, see, now y'all want to start your cars. No, if I'm going to heaven, I'm not concerned where the school system goes, because I ain't planning on being here. So to get our hands off the work, all he had to do was get you focused on going to heaven. Look, you never say neighbor. That's a given. If you're in relationship with him. He said, where I be, you'll be also. Somebody said, okay. But then he also said, occupy till I come.
You didn't preach occupy till he came.
We preach, I got wings.
Save me now. You got wings.
No wings there.
Oh, come on now.
No wings there either. Oh, this angel got some wings.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
But it sounded cute. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. And I shouted over there. Okay, all right, let me help you. We got to get, no, I'm trying to come in with a bulldozer and break up some stuff so we can get back to his business. Because the enemy had us locked in on going somewhere that was already automatic. But it made us totally ineffective. So his kingdom wasn't coming to earth. And y'all want to know why? Because this was his domain. This is where the enemy's domain was earth. Go read it in Ezekiel. Before he fell, this was his playground. When he got kicked out, it all became void. God did not make it void. God does not make mess. He turns mess into blessings, but he don't make mess. He didn't make it void. Tell your neighbor, say, he didn't make it void. But when the enemy got kicked out, it became void. And then, watch God. He make a man. What is man that thou art so mindful of him? And then give the keys to earth to man. You gonna give him what's mine? It ain't yours no more. And you know how it is when something is taken from you and given to somebody else. Walking around with your mouth stuck out. Hating the person they gave it to. You the one lost it. I'm just trying to help you. Amen? So I'm going to trick Dan and get it back. He tricked the first one. Couldn't do nothing with the second one. Oh, he tricked the first Adam and got Adam to give it up, but then the second Adam came. He said, try that on me. I watched you get kicked out. Try it on me. Oh, y'all don't even know when to shout. You had to shout. I mean, Jesus was right there when he got kicked out. He said, now try it on me. Okay, here's what he literally said. The enemy comes, but he finds nothing in me. Ain't none of your junk inside of me. Ain't nothing working in me but the kingdom. I wish I had some help. Amen. I'm going to get it all back, and I'm going to give it right back to who the Father wanted it to have in the first place. I'm taking it back. For Chris, I'm taking it back. For Sue, I'm taking it back. For Kevin, I'm taking it back. Oh, yeah, here one. Don't be tricked on someone you already got. Look, your neighbor said, I already got that. That wasn't, that's why when, Jesus, when the enemy offered him the kingdom, he said, I can just imagine him checking his watch. in about 3.5 years, I'm snatching all that back. And I ain't going to bow to you for it either. Because it's already mine. The end of them say it's already mine. It's already mine. Can I get to my lesson for today? Okay, let's go. Okay. I'm just on key verses. We got to move. All right. So again, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And so for there to be healing in the land, it comes through the resetting of God's people. For if my people were to call by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, pray, seek my face, I'll bring healing to the land. The land gets healed through us. Amen. High five your neighbor and say, the land gets healed through us.
The land gets healed through us.
So tell you now, tell them, say, so we got to come on with the come on.
So we got to come on with the come on.
We must now what? Humble ourselves and turn from this wicked way of not doing it the way God said do it. Because God is not going to change. We have to change.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, say, don't go home now. Don't go home now. No. We got to change. We got to say, no, wait a minute. I don't care what I'm saying. I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm saying I'm trusting you, but I'm really not. Because every time something don't look right, I fall out with you. Why, God? God had to break me of this. I used to say, come on, God. He said, I get so, you know, feeling that coming from him that that wasn't a good statement to keep making.
Amen.
Plus, it wasn't a statement that was doing anything about my situation.
Right.
Now I got all the power in my mouth, but that's what I'm going to choose to use it on.
Wow.
Instead of speaking to the situation and taking my kingdom authority. Okay. Verse, Psalms 138 and 8. Psalm 138. Somebody say amen so everybody can just like say amen again.
Amen.
All right. Psalms 138. We just walking through the word today. Psalms 138 and 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I want you to underscore that and say it with me. The Lord will perfect that, work on that which concerns me. He's going to help me in my areas.
Yeah, amen.
We're going to see that today. Don't open that door. First Kingdom Point. In Nehemiah 7. Last week we was in Nehemiah 6, which was the ribbon cutting. But this week, Nehemiah 7. Watch what it says. After the walls have been rebuilt and I have set the doors in place. So now, everybody say now. The doors are in place. Don't shout so long that you forget to hang the doors. Or in other words, get control of the gates in your life. I got to get control of my access points. Okay. If that song is still messing with me, I ain't got a good door on that. Y'all fronting, so I'm going to just wait on you. If that song still messing with me, you know, you heard the song last Monday when you went to the grocery store. And Friday, it still got you reminiscing about the very area of your life that God rebuilt. You ain't hung a door there. The reason why I got to bring this in, because the enemy wants to pull us back to where we were from the rebuild. Here's something I learned, and I'm going to pass it on to you. Here's something I learned when I pass it on to you. A lot of times, we want change in our life. How many want change? How many want change? How many said you want change in your life, and you go home, and you say, okay, I'm going to clean this house up. I'm going to clean this house up. I'm going to get it together. Can I tell you? That should not be the first step.
Right.
Matter of fact, don't pick up a thing. Don't move a thing. Stand there and look at everything. Because until you change the system on how that thing got there out of place, you're wasting your time. If you haven't changed the system of coming in the door, taking your clothes and throwing them every which way on your way to wherever you're going in your house. If that system hasn't changed, though you clean up 2 weeks from now, you're going to walk in the door on a stress day, take the jacket off, throw it over on the couch. The rebuild wasn't about just moving some broken boulders. It's about changing systems and processes to get you there in the first place. Oh, God. Nobody want to shout with me. Nobody want to shout with me. I thought I had a shouting crowd. No, no, no. Your marriage in trouble? Y'all arguing? Okay, I'm going to go. Since y'all going to be silent anyway, I might as well talk some silent stuff. So I might as well, since it's already quiet. It's going to get real quiet. No, you imagine trouble? Y'all keep hitting this bump in the road? And you're working on the bump. No, don't work on the bump. Work on the process that's getting you to the bump. If you know that street got a pothole in it and you take that same street every day, you're going to hit that same pothole. How about we find another street? There's got to be another street that can get us to where we want to go. You say this, I say that. You say this, I say that. We mad. Amen. How about when you say this, I answer back with something else. Like, explain that a little more. Take me deeper. Here's something God told me, and I'm going to share it with you. If you give approval first, you open them up. Ain't in the word. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's in the word. Watch this. This is Paul. Paul walks up on these guys. They're all spiritual. They got all these altars. Altar to boo-boo. Altar to susu. Altar to God of this. Altar to the God of that. Altar to the God of this. And then they say, just in case we miss the God that we don't know about, altar to the unknown God. Right. And Paul walks up. Operating in divine wisdom. Don't walk up and say, y'all stupid. Oh, pagans, you don't know what you're doing. The first thing he does is give them approval. I see. You guys are spiritual. I feel like just jumping over a slap. I see. You're spiritual. Yeah, we are. Okay, let me tell you about the God you don't know about. Because the first thing he did was approved. Okay. Will you just clap for me? No. I'm a mess today. All right. That's all right. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to lead with approval. And if I haven't seen the approval yet, then it ain't time for me to talk. I ain't looked at it deep enough yet. I ain't turned it over enough yet. Oh, my God. So, back to Nehemiah 7. In Nehemiah 7, he's going to put the doors in place. Everybody say the doors in place. Then watch what else. Because this is after the rebuild. After the rebuild, he had to start setting up organizational structure. In the Life by Design, you get ready to see some new organizational structure in the house. I'm going to clap for myself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, no, no. The reason being is, I don't know if we're going to have anybody at church next week, but the reason being is you won't be able to all just run to me. Because if you all just run to me, amen, then Jethro from way back is going to walk up and say, what you're doing don't make no sense.
Amen.
Ain't no way in the world you're going to be able to minister to all of them and hear from God and lead them out at the same time. You need an organizational structure under you to free the gift and blessing on your life. I wish I had some help. And hurt your neighbor and say, it's on the books, baby. Oh, yeah. Okay. Amen. So don't get offended when they say, I take it to pastor, but you gotta come to me.
Amen.
Okay. Anyway. I think I'm better served. I'm better served. Not telling you where the lottery is. I'm just better served. Okay. Okay. God me of a great Jehovah. All right, let's go. So he sets up. Everybody say gatekeepers.
Gatekeepers.
Singers and musicians.
And
Levites were chosen.
Okay,
watch it. And then he puts these two men in place and in charge to minister over Jerusalem. He just led them through the rebuild. See, you got to know when to step out of place. But if you're a glory hound, I'm going to preach here today. You would never move. And so then people can grow under you. So I'm not impressed with answering all your questions.
Right.
When I get a whole lot of questions, you know what I say to myself? Peter, you're doing a horrible job. I grade myself. Peter, you're still on the F. You're still telling people where toilet paper is. Thank you, sis. Glory to God. I'm for quiet in here. No, this is how I judge myself. Every time I have to tell somebody where a chair goes, you still ain't teaching them. If you go away, what do they know? You have failed at impartation. Okay, let me bring it to you. You want your kids to be your friend. It ain't about friendship. It's about impartation. Because you will be going away. And I hope they know how to tie their shoes. Hi. So he takes these two men. He takes these two men and he puts them in charge of Jerusalem because he understands the full scope of his assignment. I was sent here to rebuild. I got a job. I got to go back. I'm putting them in charge. But I'm going to see it all the way through. Everybody say he sees it all the way through. So the doors are in place. Then he puts singers in place, worshipers in place, put the Levite. He puts everything, everybody say, back in place. Everybody say nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing out of place. And I said to them, then he says, everybody say, order. So don't think that after 4 or 5 months, 6 months of rebuild, that God will not bring in order. Because again, if you go home and you clean up your house and get it all to a wonderful state, if you have not changed the order in your life, it will revert back to the way it was. Because the way it is a result of the current order system that you're living by.
That's right. Amen.
So, he can get you out of debt. But if you don't change the water system and how you handle money, you'll be right back here.
Amen.
I'm getting a lot of amen. How many paid off a card and then charged it back up again? Come on. All right. Okay. I need some joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Come on. Down in my heart. Come on, sunbeams. Down. Amen. Somebody went to school. Now, see, you got to go home and try that on your kids and see if they know it. And say, wait a minute, how do you not know this? Now, all y'all that sung probably grew up in different parts of the country. But y'all went to Sunday school.
Amen.
And they taught you joy, joy, joy.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, that song will still be stuck in their soul. I said unto them, first kingdom point, the gates of Jerusalem should not be open until the sun is hot. In other words, don't open that door at night. Don't open that door in your life without the word of God shining light. No light, door don't open. I ain't hearing from God, door not opening. Everybody say, I got it. And then he said, when it's hot, not even when it just rises. I got to know that I 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 know before I open this door. Now watch, I got to paraphrase the rest of this. The gatekeepers are still upon. He said, even though the gatekeepers are still on post, don't open the door. So even though you think you're watching, everybody say, don't you open that door. Let me see if you can get this. How many know that when you start doing better, some old stuff finds your address? I thought you could relate. I thought I had to go too much deep on that. You know, all of a sudden, just where you come from? Oh, I just wanted you to know how changed I am. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. If the sun ain't shining hot, in other words, God ain't wrote on the wall in fire, don't you open that door. Let me try to redeem myself and go on to the next point. David's question, you got some strength for it? We might take it in two Sundays, but I want you to get as much as you can get today.
Amen.
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 Jump to your feet. Jump to your feet. Jump to your feet. Give the Lord hand praise. Come on. 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 High five about three people. High five about three people. Go ahead. High five about three people. Switch it over.